You know what they say, laughter is the best medicine. And of course, cancer is a subject that has become a recurring character on the comedy scene. Larry David tackled the subject in season 7 of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Seth Rogen and Joseph Gordon-Levitt traded cancer jokes in the 2011 film 50-50. Kaylin Andrus continues this tradition in her new comic book, Terminally Illen. At the age of 23, Kaylin was diagnosed with Ewing's sarcoma, a rare form of bone cancer that usually affects young children. After making it through chemo and radiation, comedy became her coping mechanism.
More and more young adults are getting diagnosed with cancer and getting through treatment and having a life after cancer. And that's when you have to deal with all of the really strong emotional baggage that goes along with having to deal with your own mortality. Young adults want to relate to something real, like a real story, sharing real pain and how hard it is to get through the cancer experience, but at the same time, making fun of it.
Well, Kaylin's story inspired a lot of you to talk about times when you've used humor to get through a really bad situation.
My husband was diagnosed with a tumor on his pancreas, malignant, and the nurse was explaining to him all about what was going to happen during the 8.5-hour operation. His brother and sister were there, who had come from Spain. Neither one spoke English. And as the nurse finished, she said, "Is there anything else that I can do for you?" And my husband said, "Yes, would you mind please taking my brother down first, operating on him, see how it goes, and then I'll let you know if I want the operation." Meanwhile, his brother, who understood none of this, was shaking his head. "Yes, that's fine."
Oh, what a great story. Not everyone appreciated the humor approach.
As George in Massachusetts, all you do is try to make bad jokes about everything. You know, yeah, sure, cancer is funny. But ask me if that girl's hilarious when it remisses or any other thing like that. Get a little serious once in a while.
We get serious plenty, but we're always serious about your responses. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE if you have a story like this.
My name is Martin on Cape Cod, Massachusetts. I'm the oldest of three brothers, and we share really a offbeat sense of humor all our lives. A couple of years ago, one of my brothers was diagnosed with early Alzheimer's. And so I immediately sent him a gift, which was a big ball of twine, and I printed out instructions, which was to tie one end to his belt and the other end to his doorknob so he could take a walk and not get lost. He thought it was hysterical, what we three did. I sent him a book at one point, and he sent back to me, and he said, "Well, I'll never have to get another book. I just keep rereading the first chapter all the time."
Oh, bittersweet humor there. Duncan Rogers, a writer and actor, you also responded to our call. You can relate to that humor, can't you?
Yeah, I certainly can. How are you today?
Great. Tell me a story in your life.
Real quickly, my father passed away in 1994. And he had always dreamed. We lived in Massachusetts at the time, and we wanted to have the interment up in Vermont. So there was a fairly long span of time between his death and his interment. And when we finally had it up in Vermont, I don't know how graphic to get, but it was a smallish urn, so his grave was fairly small. And at the end of the ceremony, we were told to tap the dirt down, and they left a board so that they could flatten the surface of the ground so they could put the stone there. And as most of the people had left, it was just basically my family still around the gravesite. For whatever reason, I stepped on that board to tamp it down and jumped on it and just started saying, hop on pop from the Dr. Seuss story. It didn't go over too great with my mother, but my brother and my sister were both laughing at the time, and it definitely eased my sort of day's pain.
Why does humor make these things real, in a sense, as well as coping with the pain?
Well, for me, it was completely unplanned. It was completely spontaneous, and there was never a thought of, is this appropriate or inappropriate?
Right.
It was almost a physical reaction to the grief.
That's listener Duncan Rogers. Thanks for that, by the way, Duncan. A writer and an actor. More of your stories after the break.